We've announced more support for Ukraine. Another $4.5 million being sent to provide this non-lethal equipment and supplies. Also, the defence deployment has been extended for a number of intelligence and logistics officers, while also sending more analysts up to, we're doing this in the UK. The Chief of Defence Force Air Marshal Kevin Shortback, well, this morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The work you're doing so far up on the other side of the world with this conflict, how's it going? What would your assessment be?
We are providing, I think, very professional and wanted by the Ukraine forces support. It's been welcomed also by our friends and allies, and our contribution has been discussed at many of the meetings I've been to. So it's been a good response, and I think our people are doing a great job.
Good. When you extend the time, does that then impact on other operations and issues that you might have had planned?
No, it won't. We have enough depth within the Defence Force to support what is going on in Ukraine, and the numbers that we are actually applying to it are quite small. As an example, six intelligence analysts to the UK, we're actually going to support that with another six, so we'll go to 12 because of the good work they're doing, but it won't actually change or impact on anything we're doing closer to home in our region.
Right. For clarification's sake, that $4.5 million that was announced yesterday for non-lethal and supplies, I take it that has nothing directly to do with you?
No, it doesn't. No, that's a donation to the NATO Trust Fund, and they will go to buy things such as first aid kits, pharmaceuticals, communications equipment, fuel, rations, that sort of thing.
Right. What's your vibe? And I ask this for this reason. Boris is particularly, as in Johnson, particularly worried about what they call fatigue, you know, war fatigue. You've now been extended. Does this have a bogged down kind of feel about it?
I think it's going to be protracted. And when I say protracted, I go into next year. Part of that is because the support that nations are giving to Ukraine allows them to continue to defend their country. And so that allows them to keep fighting. And our people are providing support in the way of intelligence, logistics, and as you know, a C-130 provided transportation of equipment as well. So all of that allows Ukraine to keep in the fight to defend their country.
I think last time we talked, you suggested this the only way this was going to end in some way, shape or form was negotiated. Do you still believe that way?
I do, but it'll take it'll take time for both countries to say now's the time to negotiate. At the moment, each feels they can make gains, and so the fighting will continue. And that's what I mean by getting bogged down. It's not it's war by attrition and attrition by artillery.
Kevin, appreciate it very much. Air Marshal in Chief of the Defence Force, Kevin Short, with us this morning.